Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Amid Vav, Brachos 36. And today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara discusses the blessing that a person should make on wheat flour, on Kimcha Dechiti, on wheat flour. So this is the flour which is taken from its, the wheat is, which is ground up from its grain, from its berry, and ground into a flour. So it's barely edible. So under those circumstances, Kimcha Dechiti, on the wheat flour, Rabbi Yehuda says that we recite the blessing of Pori Pri Adama, that we recite the blessing just as if we were eating the raw grain, the raw berry, we would recite the Adama, so too with respect to the fact that it's ground up. We also make the blessing of Adama, whereas Rav Nachman argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, since it's barely edible, we say Shahakol Niebidvaro. We say the blessing that we say that everything came into the world through God's word, because this is not the normal status in which it's typically in, and therefore we make the blessing of Shahakol. So says Rav Rav Nachman, Lo tifuago e de Rabbi Yehuda. Rav says to Rav Nachman, don't argue with Rabbi Yehuda, de Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel kaime kavasi, because both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel agree with him that it's Adama on this wheat flour. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Vachain Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem and Zay is Mevarchan Olam Bori Priya Eitz, because we know that Rabbi Yochanan said that on olive oil you make a blessing on of Bori Priya Eitz, one who creates the fruit of the tree. So we see from here, Alma Afagav Deishtani, even though the olive was changed from the from a fruit into a liquid, we still say the blessing of Bori Priya Eitz, but Milsakai, he retains its same blessing. So too here also with regard to the Kimcha Dechiti, with regard to the wheat flour, Afagav Deishtani, even though it changed from a grain into a flour, nevertheless, but Milsakai, it should retain the same blessing of a Bori Priya Adama. So Gemara says, no, that proof is rejected. Mi dami, the two cases are not all similar. Hasam leisle iluya achrini. There, by the case of the olive oil, that's the final status of it. We're not going to transform the olive oil into anything else. And that's why we would make eitz on it. But hacha isle iluya achrini bapas. But here, the flour, we're going to transfer into bread. And so, therefore, the flour should be a shahakol because it's not its final position. So the Gemara again challenges Rav Nachman's position. Rav Nachman is saying that the wheat flour we make a shahakol. Rav Yehuda said you make adama. So Gemara again challenges Rav Nachman. Is it really the case that if there is nothing else that could be transformed into, we don't make a bori pri adama, but we make a shahakol, like Rav Nachman says? Is that really the case? The Kimcha Desi'iri on raw pumpkin, karachaya, and barley flour, mevarchina leo shahakol niyabidvaro. On those things, we recite the blessing of shahakol. So since if on barley flour, making a shahakol, isn't that the case? Ma'alav dechiti pori pri adama, that if it will be wheat flour, we obviously make a pori pri adama, because wheat flour is going to be more distinguished than barley flour. So if on barley flour, making a shahakol, which is not edible, it's inferior, certainly on wheat flour, we should make a pori pri adama. The Gemara says, no, do not say that. Whoa, that It's not a good deduction. Dechayti nami shakol niyabidvaro. Rather, we should say that on the wheat flour we also make a shahakol, and so if that's the case, lishmini dechiti v'kol shekain desari. So if the Braiser should have told us that or Rabbi Zera should have said that on the wheat flour we make a shahakol, and we would have known for sure that we make it a shahakol on the barley flour. The Gemara says, no, iash min dechiti, if we taught the law by the wheat flour, then we might have said, hav amina hani mili dechiti, that on wheat flour we make a shahakol. Aval desari lo avarach leklal, but on barley flour we might have thought you don't make a blessing at all. So therefore, kamash milon, by telling us about barley flour, we know that on barley flour you make a shahakol. Gemara says, would we really have thought that on barley flour you don't make a blessing at all? How could it possibly be that we would have the assumption that on barley flour you don't make a blessing at all? Is barley flour even worse than melach, salt, and zamis, brine, which we know that both of those things require a blessing? And if both of those things require a bracha, then certainly the wheat flour requires a bracha. How do we know that salt and brine require a bracha? The Tanana, melach v'al zamis, because we learned in a braisa that it states on the melech and on the zamis that we recite a shahakol niyabidvaro. So we know that clearly those things also have a shahakol. So for sure, barley flour would have had a shahakol. So the Gemara says, no, We still need to have a teaching that barley flour requires a shahakol. Why? Because it's drach. Why do we need it? Because salkadai dechamina. Because you might have thought melch v'zamis avet inish deshadu lepume. Yeah, salt and brine. Person sometimes puts in their mouth and they get benefit from it. Therefore, we make a shahakol. Avol kimcha desari. But if it would be barley flour, hoel v'kasha lekukiyani, because it's bad for somebody, because it causes worms in your stomach, and since it's going to cause you worms, I might have thought that you don't make the blessing on it at all, because it's going to be, it's not going to be pleasant for you to eat it. Kamash Malan, we see from here, given the Islay Hanamine by Bruche, since a person does derive benefit from it, therefore we recite a blessing on it. And so we see from here that on the barley flour we recite the shahako, even though it's not pleasant, it's kukiyani, it causes these worms. In this context, it's a very important discussion. The Chishuk Chemet discusses, what about if a person is a diabetic? Should a person recite a blessing on eating something that's dangerous for them with a lot of sugar in it, which could be very dangerous? Should a person recite the bracha? So the Chishuk Chemet says, yes, indeed, that he asked this question to his father-in-law, Rav Eliashib, and Rav Eliashib said a person should recite a blessing before one eats the food, but not after one eats the food. The reason is that if after one eats it, it clearly wasn't healthy for you, and so therefore this person shouldn't recite the blessing because it could kill you. However, beforehand, it's possible that you could eat just one little drop of it, and that wouldn't necessarily be dangerous. One morsel wouldn't be dangerous, and so therefore the blessing should be recited beforehand, but not afterward. And in the case of our Gemara, it's not a proof against it, because a kukiyani is just it's something that's not pleasant, but it's not dangerous for you to eat. But if it's something that's really dangerous, then you should not make a bracha afterwards. That is the ruling of the Chishuk Chemet in the name of his father-in-law.